Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
Been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it, hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success Chronicles.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chip Baker coming to you with another episode of the Success Chronicles. Really excited to have this man on right here, Dr. Darryl Henson. Great guy doing some great things. I'm truly honored to have him on and, you know, so we can learn and grow and share his story so you guys can get some good stuff from this session. So first, Doc, thanks so much for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles.
No, thank you, Chip. I'm definitely glad to be here. Anytime I get the opportunity to just speak about the great things that are happening in education and Marlin ISD, I'm just blessed and just look forward to today's conversation.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, and I told you this when we met, but I'm going to say it again on air. I've been following you for a while. And what you're doing. And I love, because, you know, where you are in Marlin is close to my hometown of Hearn. Yes, just unbelievable things you guys are doing there. And I commend you for that. I commend you for the hard work, the effort, because I know what it takes.
You know what we're dealing with. You know?
I know the effort and the commitment that it takes. And you know, I also know that it requires a team and requires a team that's committed to the cause. And so I commend you and your team for the great things you're doing there for the community, for the kids there, making an everlasting impact. So I just want to make sure I start off by, you know, just giving you your flowers, Doc.
Thank you.
Because it's truly, truly, truly needed in this case. And I want to give that to you. So thanks so much again for taking the time.
And I have to make sure that our faculty and staff, our teachers, our principals, our coaches, they do a phenomenal job every single day. And I've told this a lot of people, I'm not just saying that to just say it. When I talk about educators who have a heart for children, who come in and give it all that they have and just do their best, that's what we have in Marlin ISD. So it makes my job that much easier to work with and lead and stand side by side a great group of educators who frankly get it when it comes to educating our children here in the 21st century.
Yeah, and no, it's great people there. I mean, it's great people in that community, in that town. Like I said, it definitely takes a team. And so let's dive into the interview here. If you don't mind, like, tell us a little bit about, you know, who you are. And, you know, we talked about you being in education, but tell us a little bit about who you are and kind of talk about your journey. So that way the audience will have an idea of who Dr. Darryl Henson is.
Yeah. So, I mean, I will say this. My name is Darryl Henson, proud superintendent of the Marlin Independent School District. But before I got there in 2020, born and raised in Houston, Texas. And so I would say that I am definitely an H-Town boy through and through. And growing up in Houston is really just spoken and developed who I am. I believe very strongly in the environment. And being from Houston, there's a certain, I guess, twang about the way in which we speak. People call it charisma. I call it just the way in which we do things, but also just that ability to manage everything around you. In Houston, there's a lot going on. It doesn't matter what street you're on, what time of day. And so being able to just stay focused, enjoy the great things, enjoy the food. So my journey to education probably started in elementary school. I've always had a joy for just helping others. And I think that came a lot from my parents and my grandparents. Of course, growing up in the church in the South, everything was either going to get you to heaven or get you a whooping. I mean, I just didn't know what it was going to be. But it's just having my parents and grandparents there to not only speak life into me, but to just pray over me. And I can still say that I'm still standing and surviving off the prayers that my grandmother prayed back since 1984 until present day. But just my desire to help others carry through elementary, middle, and high school. I went on to UT Austin, where I majored in elementary education, because I knew since the 90s, I wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to be a coach. I wanted to be a principal. I wanted to be a leader. And just taking all of my experience from how I was raised in a very Christian household. My mother's an AKA. So think about this Christian AKA mama. It's like, oh, mom, you can't do nothing right in the house. Everything has to be pristine and in order. I still have anxiety now growing up with the AKA Christian mother. But my life story is just one of, I call it normalcy. People are like, I always say, are you from the hood? No, I'm from the neighborhood. Because to me, it's the neighborhood. You know, I think hood sometimes has such a negative connotation. But to us, it's just the neighborhood. So I just have a lot of joy to be around people. If you ask me what's my favorite thing to do, it's just sit in the backyard and have a cookout. So my love for people, my love for family, my love for others is just who I am. And that is my simple story.
I love that. You know, I relate to that. Everything was going to get you to heaven or get you a whooping. I relate to that. I know that life.
Like there's no in between.
And then
you be getting a whooping. They're quoting a Bible verse, spare the rod. Like, no, that they didn't mean that, mom. Spare the rod, spare the child. Well, I guess please spoil me because I'm tired of getting the rod, you know.
You know, it's cool though. And a lot of times, you know, growing up, we didn't understand that stuff. But man, I'm so grateful that, you know, the discipline was instilled in me because it's allowed me to achieve some things I never, ever thought I would be able to achieve in my life. But it all starts with discipline. I believe that discipline gives you the freedom to be happy.
I totally agree. I totally agree. It's like, do you want a hard today or a hard tomorrow? I'd rather have a hard today and have discipline and be consistent to have an easy tomorrow.
Come on. Well, what are three things you've accomplished in your life that you're proud of?
Probably the first and foremost is just the lasting relationships that I've been able to make with my students over the years. There's students from my first year who I talk to probably close to a daily basis. And being able to still be in their lives as they've gotten older into their late 20s and 30s and just being able to still have those talks and conversations. I think another thing that I'm proud of to accomplish, I've been able to be an educator as myself. I have been authentically myself from the beginning. And a lot of times that can get you in trouble because no one likes an authentic, confident person who is walking in their purpose. The Bible says your gifts will make room for you. And I believe that I'm very proud that I have not swayed and I've been walking in my gift, operating in my gift to just encourage, motivate, and love on other people's children. Whether you're an actual student or you're a classroom teacher, principal, et cetera. And then I think just the third thing that I would say I'm proud to accomplish in my life is being able to have found that balance between professional life and just personal family life. Sometimes we grind so hard and my parents are baby boomers and that generation, oh, they work. I mean, they gonna work from college or 18 all the way till they 98. I'm going to work. But I think sometimes for us, I'm just proud of the fact that I've been able to still have success in my career while putting, or frankly, trying to put my personal life, family, my parents first, because I honor them with my time and with my presence. And of course, my mom likes gifts too. So let's keep it real. You know,
so good. Well, just hearing you talk about, your journey, the things that you've been blessed to achieve and accomplish, and the things that you're proud of, I would consider that to be hugely successful. So let's hit on success. What is your definition of success?
Success to me is simple. It is being able to achieve what you have in mind. I believe that God puts things on your heart and your spirit and your mind, and then you're equipped with a skill set, with people who open doors, close doors to make it happen. And a lot of times that goal needs to be bigger than you. That goal needs to not be able to be easily accomplished. And so success is achieving not just that one goal, but those several goals along the way of your path and journey to live out your purpose. Now, a lot of people give up along the way because it's hard. It's not easy, but success is clearly defined by each individual person. Success to me might not be success to you, might not be success to the person, but I believe that everyone, if you're alive, if you're breathing, if you are on this side of heaven, there's something that you want, and being able to achieve it, that is success. So if to you, success means, hey, all I want to do is eat 45 hamburgers a day. I don't know why anybody would want to do that. But if you want to be on Coney Island on July 4th eating hot dogs, well, then let that be success for you because you set a goal and you did whatever you had to do to achieve it. Because the hardest thing to be in life is consistent. Oh, it's so hard to be consistent. But if you're consistent, you begin to achieve things because losers have goals and winners have systems. And so putting in place a system in your life to achieve your goals will make you successful.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah. Losers have goals, hey, and winners have systems.
hey, I had to get a pause on that one, make sure I write that one down. Forgive me, y'all. 1 second. I got to make sure I get that one down. And it's so true. Systems. It's funny that you said the word systems because as you were talking about balance, with the third thing that you were proud of, that was one thing that I was thinking of too. Like, it's important to have systems in our life by which we operate.
Yes.
And when we have systems in our life, it allows us to have less equal to more, you know, because we have that we're doing, it's not so much noise around us, it's less, which allows us to focus in and have the quality in everything that we're involved in, like you are, Doc.
No, and that's true. And that's why you have to have the ability to focus because there's so much happening. And so, like I mentioned, growing up in Houston, there's a lot going on at all times. Mm-hmm. Still being able to focus in on what I have to do in order to be able to do what I want to do, that has just made a huge difference in my life.
So good. Well, you know, we hit on success, and you know, I'm one that I always like to soak up game, if you will, or you know, ask questions that I feel that will help me get better, but that I can take and use that to help others get better. And so, you know, just knowing your background, where you come from, working hard to be highly educated, coming from church folk.
Woo. I still might be sitting in second service right now. You know, you miss all the football games growing up in the church. Hey. Sunday school, you missed the pregame show, then you got service at 11. That's not going to end till about 1:45. Then going to back eat some pink drink. Then you got second service at 3:30. You might be in the choir and a junior deacon and an usher.
Like, hey, Usher. Nursery. I love it, man.
Locking the door.
I love it. Well, what are some tips if there was someone that's checking out this interview that would love to, you know, do what you're doing or achieve some of the amazing things that you achieve? What's a couple of tips that you would give them to do to help them get there?
So I'll speak generally, and I won't speak about just being a superintendent. Number one, you have to know who you are and stay true to it. As I mentioned earlier, you can get in trouble for being who you are. but you have to remain authentic. Now, authenticity doesn't mean keeping it real at all times. Everyone's not here to hear you keep it real, because as Dave Chappelle said, keeping it real can go wrong. But if you're just, if you walk in your purpose, walk who you are, talk who you are, lead as you are, love as you are, it's very difficult to get away from that. Then the next thing is you have to have a plan for your life. Like I said, I'm a Christian. I love the Lord. But sometimes when I say, well, you know, just let go and let God, that's a song. Don't let go too much. Okay. You have to still have the reins on your life and what you want to achieve. And a lot of times, and I'm gonna make this spiritual. Sometimes we put too much on the Lord, to me, as an excuse. You want to sit up here and say, the battle is not mine. No, that's Yolanda Adams. I need for you to actually begin to fight some battles, to speak up and to take over what it is you want to achieve. It is so easy to just throw our hands up. And so there has to be a level of fight inside of you. Whenever I hire people, getting a little off topic, whenever I hire people, I look for three things. Number one, I look, do you have a heart for children? Because I can't teach that. Okay. Yeah, I can teach you how to go to a PLC and do a lesson plan, but do you have a heart for children? Number two is, are you tenacious? Yeah, passion is good. I mean, passion will get you hype. I mean, I like getting hype, but tenacity, that'll burn the midnight oil. Tenacity is at 8 p.m. Passion is at 10:30. I give a very engaging lesson and I dance and I maybe hit a shimmy because everybody wants to be a Kappa man. Then, if you look at the last one, do you have the will to win? Goodness gracious. We don't have time for, once again, oh, I'm going to just see what happens. I'm going to just, no. Do you have the will to win? And that word will, oh my goodness, it's inside of you. You can't sleep. It's going to have you create a plan. If you mess up, because mistakes will be made, it'll have you hit the reset button and do it again. I'm a former coach. And the biggest thing was about just, okay, if we don't get it right the first time, what are we going to do again to get it better? We have the will to win the game. We have the will to get the first down. We have the will to increase our high jump and long jump. So it's the ultimate will to win. But be yourself, stand for something, believe in something. Stop putting everything off on the Lord. Lord, I love you. I still want to come to the upper room. But we have to make sure that we actually do things here on earth, because faith without works is dead. And it's easy to be lazy.
So good. Well, I want to throw three words or phrases at you. And if you don't mind, just tell me what comes to mind or heart when you hear these words. You good with that?
Yes, sir.
All right. So the first word is relationships.
The first thing that comes to mind is people. When I think about education, we are in the people business. It's about our students, about our community, about our parents, about our families. People is relationships. And you can either have positive ones or negative ones.
All right. Living and learning.
Every day. You live and you learn every single day. But once again, you have to live your life with a purpose. And if you're learning, you can no longer claim ignorance. Yes, there is all the beautiful phrases. Whenever you know better, you do better. But if you truly embody what that means, and you take your mistakes, because sometimes they might not be failures. I do my best to not fail. Yes, I fail, but I take the various mistakes and I learn from them every single day. So living and learning every day.
All right. And then the last one, I'm going to pause a little bit before I give you this one, Doc, because it's the good one, okay? This is the good one right here. All right. So the last one is legacy.
The one word I'm going to say is needed. Here's why legacy is needed. As African Americans, a lot of us don't know where we stem from and where we come from. Outside of a few generations back,
that tie to Louisiana, Mississippi, the South somewhere. We truly don't have an identity. Identity and legacy are longstanding. If we could only trace back 3, 4, at most maybe 5 generations, we have to make sure that what we're doing today is going to create a new foundation or strengthen the foundation that our parents and grandparents built for us for the actual future. Legacy is important because it begins to tell the story of who you are. You can't be authentic without knowing the legacy of those who came before you. You can't walk in your purpose without knowing the legacy of those who came before you. So my goal is to not leave a legacy from a sense of being hubris, of wanting to say, look at me, I want my name on this school. It is for my family. It's for all those who I impacted, my actual biological family and every child that I've touched who's a part of my extended family, to know that this is what Daryl Gerard Henson stood for. This is what he would want for us. And this is how we should be living our lives based off the legacy that he has left in the words of hope, faith, and prosperity that he spoke over my life.
Ooh, I got one word in response to that, Doc. And that word is boom. Man, let's go.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
all right. That's 4 words. Hey, man. Woo. So good. So good. Well, before we get off, if you don't mind sharing with the audience where they can go follow you and check you out and check out all the amazing things that you have going on there in Marlin and what you're doing, Doc.
Yes, sir. So help me get my followers up on Twitter. It's at Dr. Henson 2, at DRHENSON 2. Proud superintendent of the Marlin Independent School District. We are 20 miles south of Waco, right in the heart of Texas. And we are formerly the state's best kept secret because everyone now knows about the great things that are happening for children in Marlin ISD. So I look forward to communicating with all of you all, meeting you all. Chip, I can't thank you enough just for this opportunity to speak with you. And you are a legend in your own right. And just to be myself today.
Well, there it is. Again, thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And I wish you continued success, Doc.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. And thank you guys for checking out this episode. We'll see you next time. God bless.
Go get it.